You follow what I'm saying? But I don't credit, well, if the media hadn't got on me them days, I wouldn't have been as strong as I am now in the faith. No, I'd have been just as strong right now if they hadn't it. And we're going to do everything we can. It had never happened. And if, you know, that'll never happen again. I'm better now. I'm stronger now. I'm wiser now. See, what happened was God showed me that even through the hard time, to believe His word with that much intensity, without the suffering, as you would with the suffering. See, with the suffering, when you're suffering something, you're going to be in that word every time. But you know what? If you just obey God and just get in there anyway. Am I making anybody mad? I don't care. Everybody raise their hand.
Yeah, you're making me mad.
You didn't hear what I said. Am I making anybody mad? Good. Because if you get mad, I can make you go home and think about it. God, talking to that Creflo Dollar, just, ooh, he get on my last nerve sitting up there talking about what you ain't got to go through. How he know what you ain't got to go? Oh, you think it's been Peachy King for me all my life? First Peter 5. Y'all ain't even helping me with the sweet lips this morning. Y'all done changed. Ain't nobody said sweet lips. Ain't nobody said nothing. Some of y'all said, tell it. What's the matter with you? What's up? No, it's too late now. I already said everything I want to say. Look at verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His glory by Jesus Christ, after that you have suffered a while. He said, after you go through what you go through a while, He says, watch this, I'm going to make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. You know what God is saying? For some people, He says, you know what? You won't believe what I tell you in the first place. So you know what? After you suffered a while, He did this with Israel. Israel didn't go through what they went through because God was trying to take them through a hard time. They went through what they went through because they were rebellious, hard-headed, stiff-necked, and disobedient. Amen. God makes you and settles you and perfects you, not suffering. God does. Not suffering. God does. So yes, will Christians go through or suffer things? Sure, Jesus did. But it's how you go through it that determines how you come out. And if you go through it with the Word, you're going to come out with just what God said. Whether you have something that you bear up under or you don't have something you bear up under. The key issue is what you have when you go through whatever you go through. And you have to have the Word. Amen? Amen? How did I get into that? Hebrews chapter 5. Go back there. Let's finish that up. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Notice, the things he learned brought him into the place of perfection. Now go to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. For it became him for whom all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through the things he went through. The captain of the salvation, through all the things he went through and all the things that he encountered, he was growing and he was being perfected. He was growing up. You go through a lot of things, amen? Here's what God is saying. You grow up in them. Grow up in them. Christians mean to you, grow up in it. Take the Word in the midst of what you have to go through, apply it, and benefit from it. Benefit from the Word in the midst of hard time. Somebody shoots you a bird, grow up in it. Roll your window down, praise the Lord! I mean, grow up in it. Take the Word, do what the Word says to do in all the things you go through, is what He's saying. Says Jesus were perfected in the things that He went through. What did He do? He said He took advantage of life and turned it into a seminary. Grow up up in it. Well, most Christians do. They go through stuff, but they don't apply the word when they go through. We only want to apply the word when we come to church. He says, no, apply the word when it's time to apply it. Don't let those opportunities go by. Apply the word there and grow up in the word through the things you have to go through. Well, you know, somebody robbed me. Well, grow up in it. Sow a do-good seed. Well, you know, somebody talked about me. Well, bless them. Go through. Well, if you're going to go through it, go ahead and bless them.